Holy sh! It's time for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
Okay. Can we just be honest and say that protesting's stupid?
What?
It's useless. Huh? It's a waste of everybody's time.
Come on.
You're just annoying people. I saw this weekend that Mayor Kreisman and the city of St. Petersburg, they went out there and they rallied against red tide.
I mean, I kind of understand.
No, you don't.
They want the state to help out.
But then you should protest against, go to Ron DeSantis, go to the Capitol building.
I agree.
Protest there.
Yeah, I agree. There.
Rallying against red tide? What? That's first of all, red tide is a naturally occurring phenomenon that happens all the time, especially here in Florida. However, this time it's potentially exacerbated by the Mosaic Piney Point spill. So why don't you go protest at Mosaic headquarters, for example? And do that instead of going down to the pier with these signs, and you can't see them. This is bad for radio, but these people are mentally ill. And these signs, look at this sign. And this is bad for radio, of course, but
yeah, it's bad.
That is terrible.
Yeah.
It just is.
Hire some artists, man.
Oh, my God. Did your kid make that? She's on roller skates. I hate her.
You're never going to win a Best of the Bay for best protest sign with that piece of crap.
And they do have that, too.
I know.
That's the best. But, I mean, just protest in general is dumb unless it's done, like, go to Mosaic's headquarters. Go to Ronnie D's house.
Noise where noise needs to be
made. You're just going down to the pier on a Saturday and yelling and making people, you know, uncomfortable who are just trying to enjoy their day out at the pier, who have no power, political power.
There was that one horrible nuisance group of 30 people last summer that were all like 20-year-old white kids. And they did that at the pier, right when the pier opened up, and they have the little restaurants.
Yes, yeah.
And they went up the stairs and was, like, swatting food out of people's hands and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing,
you're
dicks?
You're a jerk.
These are families eating dinner.
These are people with
that
no
did nothing.
Political power that can't do anything to change the situation. Protesting is stupid.
I don't think
you're
it is.
You're just being an ass.
If you do it the right way.
Like I said, if you want to go to Mosaic's headquarters, then yeah, I think that's okay. But just doing it at the pier and bothering citizens.
Be productive.
Your neighbors, harassing them because you feel like you have this sort of, you know, entitlement to be a jerk because you're angry about something and a cause. I mean, it's a way of doing something where it looks like you're doing something, but you're really doing nothing. You're just wasting your Saturday going out and yelling at people who, like I said, have no political connections, no political will. They're just your neighbors.
Yeah.
And you're just being a jack-off to them and ruining their day. So protesting is dumb. And what was ironic, WeChomp on Twitter, Patrick, he sent me a message. First of all, he said the irony of St. Pete complaining about red tide when they notoriously dumped probably millions of gallons of wastewater into the bay by now.
Been doing it.
And guess what happened? 2 days after the protest today, the city of St. Pete put out a tweet saying on July 18th and 19th, a mechanical failure led to approximately 1,300 gallons of wastewater being discharged from the LS-13 Force Main under the bridge at 31st Avenue Northeast. So approximately 1,300 gallons was discharged into Smacks Bayou. So in an already problematic time with this severe red tide in the bay right now, now we got 1,300 gallons of wastewater. That's
my God.
Rick Kreisman administration was protesting red tide.
It is very hypocritical.
Yeah,
and it is kind of a joke when it comes to that. I did see that. And I was like, I understand if you're a charter boat captain or you have a restaurant on the beach. Right now is a horrible time, and you want somebody to help. You want something, to be done about it. They got screwed over again. They got screwed, you know. And yes, it is naturally occurring, but this does seem like it was promoted by the Piney Point, you know, dump.
I'm sure it's...
Yeah.
This is the worst red tide that we've had in many years.
Right.
And it seems coincidental that Piney Point... Now, they said, like, oh, it looked like we kind of got unscathed from that thing. And then all of a sudden, it's just...
Yeah.
And then I saw that the wind is still pushing, I guess, eastward. So it's still pushing all the water to the coastline.
Sucks.
So it's going to be around for a long time. And it is bad.
I don't remember seeing Goliath groupers wash up like
and
they're doing now.
And yeah,
oh,
it's awful. And, you know, it's just terrible. It's not going anywhere. And I was out near the water yesterday, and it was pretty stinky.
Certain areas are not that bad, but some areas are just horrible. Yeah. And it's a horrible time. You know, people are bouncing back, you know, trying to, you know, the economy has actually been doing pretty well for the last few months. And you know, all these folks that depend on, you know, tourism dollars, and they're like, yes, finally, we're getting back on our feet. And then, you know, your own state kind of poo-poos on you. So it kind of sucks. Big fat ones. I'm going to repeat my meltdown from yesterday I did during the brunch show because it's still aggravating to me. And why not? Hit the button, you fat bitch. Hit it.
In 3, 2, 1.
Holy sh! It's time for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
I saw this laying around in our prep, Will, and I don't know if you talked about it Friday night while I was out, but just seeing the headline really, really got me going. And not in a good way either. And it's like, when you hear all the cancel culture stuff and the pussification, normally you say pussification of America because it's America, right? That's everybody that's overly sensitive and being overly politically correct, but apparently it's not. It's all over the place. And sure, there's pussy countries that do it that you would expect to do it, like France or England. But one of the countries that I thought was just chock full of badassery, now they're doing it in one of the most pussified ways I've seen. And perfect timing. It's Shark Week. Actually, Shark Month now. They just extended it, right? The sharks got a whole month on Discovery Channel. Everybody loves sharks. Well, a group of Australians had to pipe up, Will.
Australians. That Australians is one of the last bastions of masculinity.
Dude, that country was created by criminals.
Yeah.
It's very upsetting. So, shark advocates in Australia have come out and said that saying shark attack sends a negative image on sharks. It's not fair to the sharks. That the sharks, they normally only nip humans because they're curious. So they're not really attacking. And it's not fair. It's causing people to hate sharks. And I'm sure there's going to be shark hate crimes over it. So this advocate group said we should no longer be able to say shark attacks. We should refer to them as shark interactions.
Interactions.
Oh, yeah, man.
Interaction involves getting bit.
Yeah, yeah. Man, I had this weird interaction today, and now I'm missing a leg because this shark interacted the hell out of me. All right. Look, first of all, call it what you want. It doesn't matter what you call it. Sharks can't hear it, and they don't read. It doesn't affect the shark's life what we think about them. And by the way, calling them shark attacks isn't what gave them the negative image. There was a movie in 1975 that is probably one of the best horror movies ever made, and a reason why people still are afraid to swim in swimming pools. It's called Jaws. It was made by Steven Spielberg. Real masterpiece. We're going to need a bigger boat. That's why people are scared of sharks. It's not because people say shark attack. Jack off. Hey. Next time I get a chest pain, I'm going to go to the hospital and tell them I think I'm having a heart interaction. You guys are idiots. You just want to be on the news, and now we're talking about you. But Australians will, you know.
I know. They're supposed to be the Crocodile Dundee and the,
you know,
and the crazy guy.
You take a damn barb to the heart, and your family continues your show on, even though you're dead. Jeez.
I guess some more. It's not that the sharks' feelings are going to be hurt, but they're worried that people will go out and hurt sharks.
Be People are scared of sharks, Will.
But I mean, you could do this with any animal. The alligator, the Florida alligator, seems like they're attacking a lot of people lately. Are we going to
alligator interaction, baby?
Alligator interaction.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had a disagreement with a reptile today at Hillsborough River. The reptile seemed to be protecting its nest, so we had a human to reptile disagreement, and yes, he ate my baby, and that's going to happen from time to time. It did not attack my baby. It was just nipping at the baby, and shut up. Reason why it's called a shark attack, by the way, pussy advocates, is so that you don't mess with sharks, so that you give them their space. That it's a perfect thing to call it, because if you call it an interaction, guess what stupid people are going to do? They're going to want to go out and hang out with the friendly shark. Hey, I'm glad that somebody pointed out that they're not vicious animals. Now I want to go out and make a swimming pool. Now I'm going to go to Australia or maybe the North Shore of Hawaii and do a little doggy paddle out and say, oh, hello, little tiger sharky. Let me pet your dorsal fin. I want to have an interaction with you. Oh, God damn, he's eating my ass.